Blog Talk Radio.
Now, those of you that are out in radio land, this is the golden and rare opportunity that you have every week now to wake up everyone in the household. This is the golden opportunity that you have if you're driving in your car to stop at the red light and let somebody know. This is a chance for you to do that. Call a loved one, call a neighbor, call a friend, call a co-worker. You'll have something better to discuss during the week if you would tune in to this radio ministry here today, where the real revolution in America is taking place. And I told you out in radio land, you don't want to miss this. I told you to wake up everybody in the household, because the real revolution is taking place from these microphones.
Universe Conscious of Yourself Show with your host and your bride, Shotgun Moosey Moo Il Magnifico. Your host, Thurman Abe. Moosey Moo.
Islam,
y'all, Islam. Back for another show. Peace to my peoples out there. Peace to my peoples out there in L.A., all my peoples in U.K., my peoples out there in Canaanland, all my peoples out there in Florida, all around the nation, all around the globe today. What it is, most American.
Broadcasting live and direct from the West Coast, from the hip-hop and the truth to do. That's right, watch us there. We come in with a touch of my action, that's good. We're locking lots of vocals, vocals, get my man happy. With seven little blubber back.
Yes, we back. Islam Hotel, Islam Alaikum, and universal greetings to my people out there in the cyber world, in the world in general. This is the Universe Conscious of Itself Show. Today on this first day of this Gregorian past calendar day, first day of 2015, y'all. We made it to 2015. Yeah, let's get right into it, you got anything you want to add to the intro?
All we got to say is, let's just get into it. Let's roll with it, baby. Let's roll into it.
Wow, let's go right into some news, man. Mm-hmm.
Headline. A prominent Russian blogger and government critic was detained on Tuesday, just hours after being placed under house arrest in a fraud case widely seen as politically charged. Alexei Navalny was handed a suspended sentence for embezzlement, but his brother Oleg was jailed for 3.5 years. After defying house arrest to join an anti-government protest in Moscow's Red Square, authorities arrested Alexei and drove him home. Police dispersed the demonstration and detained more than 100 people. Navalny led mass rallies against President Vladimir Putin 3 years ago, when tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Moscow and St. Petersburg against government corruption. Malaysia's government has come under fire for what many are calling a slow response to the country's worst flooding in a decade. At least 21 people have been killed and nearly 250,000 evacuated from their homes. Officials say strong currents and high water levels have hampered rescue efforts. The opposition has criticized the government's reluctance to declare a state of emergency, and the public has expressed anger that their head of state was on holiday. As disaster unfolded, Prime Minister Najib Razak was photographed playing golf with President Barack Obama in Hawaii. He has since returned and toured some of the country's worst-hit areas. scientists believe they figured out what triggered the Pan-African Ebola outbreak. After weeks of research in the tiny Ghanaian village of Meliandou, a group of scientists believe a 2-year-old boy contracted the virus while playing with friends in a hollow tree housing a colony of fruit bats. The consumption of meat from bats, rats, and monkeys has been linked to Ebola, but it's not believed to be the source of the current outbreak. Scientists didn't find any live virus in their tests, but did determine this type of bat can carry Ebola, suggesting the boy's exposure to the animals and their droppings were the source of the deadly virus. South Korean authorities have arrested the Korean Air heiress who held up a flight in a tantrum over a bag of nuts. On December 5th, 40-year-old Heather Cho ordered a plane to turn back on the runway in New York after a steward served her macadamia nuts in a packet instead of on a plate. She's being charged with violating aviation safety laws, coercion, and interference in the execution of duty. A government investigation has revealed attempts to cover up the incident, sparking a debate as to the special treatment offered to the children of Korean business dynasties. Cho has resigned from her VP post at the airline. She and her father, who runs the company, have both issued apologies.
Celebrations to mark the start of 2015 have taken place around the world, with firework displays in a host of major cities. New Zealand led the way, with Sydney Harbour providing a spectacular backdrop of Australia's display. There was a shock in Asia as a crush in Shanghai, China saw 35 people die, marking the start of 2015. The Gulf Arab Emirate of Dubai aimed to break the world record for the largest LED-illuminated facade. It launched its spectacular display centered on the world's tallest building. Thousands of people celebrated New York's Times Square for the city's annual New Year's Eve festivities, but this year security was tight as protests took place nearby against police use of force and the state of race relations in the country. Europe's celebrations began in Moscow with fireworks over St. Basil's Cathedral and the Kremlin. In Berlin, a huge open-air concert was held in front of the Brandenburg Gate, which in Paris, the Champs-Élysées, was closed to traffic so that pedestrians could witness a visual spectacle projected onto the Arc of Triumph 15 minutes before the start of the new year. The arrival of 2015 was also significant for Lithuania as it became the 19th country to join the euro currency. In Spain, millions of revelers converged around the Madrid's Puerta del Sol, while in Barcelona, huge fireworks display on street parties were held. Similar events took place in the UK cities of London and Edinburgh. Up to 1.5 million people lined the shores of Sydney Harbour to see the city's famous firework display. The city's Lord Mayor, Clover Moore, said that the recent hostage crisis in the city had focused the minds of Sydney residents. Celebration plans were muted in Indonesia in the wake of the recent AirAsia flight QZ8501 crash. But across the rest of Asia, there were lavish parties with sound and light show at Beijing's Olympic Stadium and an 8-minute firework display in Hong Kong. Moscow's display led the way in Europe, with President Vladimir Putin describing the 2014 annexation of Crimea as a historic landmark for Russia. Mr. Putin also sent messages to several world leaders telling U.S. President Barack Obama that the U.S. and Russia had a shared interest in maintaining peace and international stability. In Brazil, 2 million people gathered on Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana beach, while the Pacific Islands just to the west of the international dateline were the first places to herald the new year.
Islam, Islam, we back. Universe Conscious of Itself show. Mostly,
once
we
again.
Back. Yeah, we back. We back. Universe Conscious of Itself show. What you think about the news? Did anything stand out to you in the news, Mo?
All of it is, man. We all need to be informed on what's new. We need to know what's going on in the north, the east, the west, the south. That's what news stands for. So, you know, yeah, keep it a pushing. Let's go.
Let's keep it pushing. This is a new segment I created from some of my research that I've been doing, and I just present information to y'all. Here we go.
Let's get to it.
The Christian Moors. When I first got into Moor science, I was led to believe that all Moors practice Islam. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't look at Islam as a religion per se myself. Personally, I look at it as a way of life. So, and some people may look at it as a religion. I don't want to argue that. I'm just introducing some facts that may be interesting. Okay? So, until I start studying the early Christians. Now, these early Christians were not like your modern day Christians, the Christians of the day. You know what I'm saying? Even though there's different variations of Christians today, so you don't even know who, what type of Christian it is. You got Baptist, you got Methodist, you got Catholic, you got all these different types of Christians today. So they were, those Christians of old, the early Christians were Coptic Orthodox or Gnostic Christians, which originated out of Africa. And we must understand that the story of Jesus is a similar story of Heru. It's similar. It's not, some people might call it plagiarized or whatever, but it's not plagiarized, but it's similar to the Heru story and other stories that came out of Africa. Meaning the people who created the Christian doctrine used spiritual principles, African spiritual principles and narratives to create what today is called, is so-called Christianity. Okay? And we have to understand that the people who are, okay, let me go into this first. We must understand that when people migrate and interbreed, they also migrate the information and knowledge to other people and other cultures, right? This is what I was saying, like, we at that time, especially in the Northern African region and in between the Northern African region and the Mediterranean region, Northern Africa and Mediterranean region, there was a lot of interaction going on of ideas, commerce, you know what I'm saying, and cultures. A lot of exchanging. So that's a whole other topic in itself, and I don't want to get off of what my point is with this information that I'm bringing today, which is the Christian Moors. Now, okay, let's see. Now, this knowledge that helped to create the modern-day Christianity was heavily circulating within the Mediterranean regions around the area of Syria, Turkey, in that area. So the Syrians became the first documented Christians. Now when you study Syria, right? When you study Syria, which I've been doing, you have to understand the Assyrian Empire, right? The Assyrian Empire, the Neo-Assyrian Empire was an empire in Mesopotamia history, which began in 911 BC and ended in 609 BC. During this period, Assyria assumed a position as the most powerful state on earth, successfully eclipsing Babylon, Egypt, Armenia, and Al-Aminia for dominion of the Northeast Asia Minor, Caucasus, North Africa, and East Mediterranean. Though not until the reform of Tiglath-Pileser III in 8th century BC did it become a vast empire. The Neo-Assyrian Empire succeeded the Mid-Assyrian period and Mid-Assyrian Empire, 14th to 10th century BC. Some scholars, such as Roger Nestor Fry, regard the Neo-Assyrian Empire to be the first real empire in human history. During this period, Aramaic was also made an official language of the empire alongside the Akkadian language. Now when you look up, this is the evidence that they were Moors, that these were Moors. When you look up the Aramaic, and Aramaic is the mother language of Arabic, right? So when you look up Aramaic and look up the language Aramaic, and you look up the linguistic classification, It's an Afro-Asiatic language. Semitic, Central, Semitic, Northwest, Semitic, Aramaic. Right? So, just to let you know, it's an Afro-Asiatic language. Now, most people will shine on the title Afro-Asiatic, but all we're saying when we say Afro-Asiatic is the people who migrated into those areas out of Africa that interbred with those people became labeled as Afro-Asiatic people. So, yeah, they were Moors. Let's just make it clear and plain. So the first Christians were Moors. They practiced Christianity. They practiced Gnostic or Coptic Christianity. Aramaic. Classical Syriac. Aramea is a family of language or dialects belonging to the Semitic family. More specifically, it is a part of the Northwest Semitic subfamily, which also include Canaanite languages such as Hebrew and Phoenician. The Aramaic scripts are widely adopted for other languages and is ancestral to both the Arabic and modern Hebrew alphabet. Now, it is clear that the original Christians were olive-colored or Moorish people. And we can go into the language, the Aramaic, and make the connection to the people. You understand me? So, this has been another funkin' lesson with Stern My Odd Bay. Yeah. And for more evidence, go Google early depictions of the saints by early Christian depictions of the saints. You know what I'm saying? Then there's more evidence. So I made my point. I made my claim. Peace to y'all out there in the cyber world. This is Stern My Odd Bay. Universe Conscious of Itself show. Here is lesson. The funkin' lesson.
Get your funkin' lesson. We back.
Get your funkin' lesson. What do you think about that, Mo?
Oh, that's a whole bunch of stuff in there. It was jam-packed with a whole lot of stuff. I like we was talking about the Afro-Asian languages and all that type of things like that with, like, agnosticism and all of those types of things, man. It was heavy. I mean, you know, you got to leave more, any more dimensionalized, expansive commentary on it, IK?
Nah, I want to hear if anybody else had anything to say on it. If the line is up, I'm opening the line at 713-955-0522. You know what I'm saying? Just press 1. A couple people online already. Got any opinions, any ideas about what I brought? Because I did that because a lot of Moors tend to forget who we are as Moors. You know what I'm saying? And how much we have originated on this planet. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
People need to look at Moors as a civilization. So when that means us as a people who set up laws and societies and all that kind of stuff. So Moors were Christians, Jews, Muslims, and even pagans. You know what I'm saying? Because those were types of people we were. We were Sunni Muslims, Shia Muslims, and everything in between, Sufis and everything, because that's what the different things that the peoples practiced. You know what I mean? So what it
is, I see that as a diversity of us as a people. We are that diverse as a people, so we take on these different ideologies and stuff and schools of thought. They don't give us no reason to be at odds with each other. Like, I've seen a lot of this. Like, there's a debate happening on January 9th, I believe, or February 8th, with Polite and his group of Kemetic people and the Hebrews and their groups of Hebrews, and they're having a debate on basically having a trial on Kemet, whatever. Yeah. And I believe the debates are very, very powerful for us as a people. We need to debate because we need to have opposing schools of thought to kind of clean up some of the misconceptions in those schools of thought, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's very important, but I think it's another thing that's important is that we don't get emotional about the knowledge.
Well, yeah, that's part of being scientific is about. We're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to use science, logic. We supposed, you know, logic minus emotion is what science is. We got to take up our subjective biases, our regular prejudices and attitudes, and just gather the facts and look at it neutrally, objectively. That's how the new phase of science, or more science as an operative science, is supposed to be employed or utilized. I mean, everything, you know, we can come to have a meeting of the minds, and everybody needs to come into it without trying to convert everybody. Just come and give the information so we can move forward and build on things. We never get past that point because we're trying to convert to the converted already.
Islam. We also trying to be more intellectually superior than another brother. We all egotistical. More, it's crazy. It's just too much division. We need to ice that this year, 2015. We need in 2015 ice all that in that divisive. Way y'all coming at the whole movement and stuff. So we want to get right into some that we put together earlier today. Ma, I'm very proud of what we did. This little skit we did called The Other Level. If you got anything else to say, Ma, we're going to go right into The Other Level.
Let's go to it. Take it to that other level. Go.
Universe Conscious Show, y'all.
Level, man, you know what I mean? That other level, oh, boy. I mean, you know what I mean? It's that right now we're at that segment, what we call the other level of the game, where we deal with everything from the bizarre, the mysterious, the uncanny, and even the funny style, even to the dead serious, on everything, that other level. Today's topic: skinny jeans. Hold on, brother. Exactly. Skinny jeans. Hold on. You see cats running around here with leotard biker jeans, hugging their butt, their nuts, and they sagging in it, and it clips all the way down to their ankles. Now, hold on. I don't know what. Excuse me. Hold on. I'm sorry. I come from the Keep It G era. Now, hold on. Wait a minute. I remember. No, hold on, man.
Check it out, brother. They the youth, man. Let them do their thing, man.
No, bruh. What I'm saying is this. If you not skinny and you wearing skinny jeans, it's tight pants. Don't call it skinny jeans. Tight pants. You got grown men calling themselves jeans, running around in tight pants. Damn it, where is this world coming to? I mean, dang.
Hey, it looks like some women tight to me sometimes.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. You know where it starts out. It starts out with people corrupting it at home and with some of these new corrupt sports and stuff. Jock straps. Da-dun-da-dun. Excuse me. Man panties, if you will. Excuse me. In certain dialects, nigga panties. The dun the duns. That's where it starts. Nah, that's the tiny whities. The dun the duns is where the whole thing starts with this whole little tight saga. You post the what happened to zip, snap, and drop. I mean, come on, what is this world coming to? We supposed to keep it back here, let it sag, man.
Me personally, I like the boxes.
Exactly. You need air, we need shabucket room. So anyway. An ending. And my whole point, keep it G, come out with a crease in your pants, zip, snap, and drop, and have easy access. No tight pants, no dun-dun-duns, no man panties, no nigga panties. This message was approved by the Masters of the Ghettoverse and the Valley of the Real Niggas Incorporated. Peace.
Hey, you're right about that though, Mo. All these youngsters, bro, these tight jeans, man, you crazy.
Exactly, man. We have to deal with the things that really matter on the other level. Yeah. So what's up, man? I'm here. So I was thinking, what's up? You know, let's get out to some of the sound pieces. I mean, what's up, man? I want to get into some music or something. What you want to do? How you want to do? Calls, music? What's up, man? You know, sky's the limit.
I'm put the number out there, 713-955-0522. And if y'all want to call in. I'm going to play a couple of songs. If I see y'all calling in, I'm going to bring y'all in. So that's how we're going to do that, Mo.
That's right. So what's up next?
We're going into some music, Mo.
All right. What's up? If you're here, please let us know.
Stay with us, Mo. Stay with us, y'all.
Big dog. Last year's out of here. So guess who's back, bruh? Deals with that 2014 wrap up. But Peter won the Oscar. Congrats to your girl. And Ellen probably took the best selfie in the world. Seattle won the Super Bowl and Denver couldn't manage. And same-sex marriages made it to the Grammys. And yeah, I wanted Zimmerman in that boxing match. But all we saw was Pharrell and that goddamn hat. I mean, the polar board sex chat, the East moving slow. And ATL shut down for a little bit of snow. Rough year for Bieber, dealing with fame. And they still ain't tell us what happened to both of them planes. Donald Sterling, he ain't had to say a thing. But he did. Then he lost the whole NBA team. Man, the first rule of the side chick, guys. She a side chick, bro. You're supposed to keep on the side. And I was in the club when them fools shot Suge. I ain't noticed. I was hitting my nay-nay like, Chloe and Prince, okay. And Outkast came back, but somebody forgot to tell Trey. Me and Nico, sex tape weak though. And everywhere you went, you heard, hustled on the beat. Oh. 50 and Floyd, yeah, they had issues. Kim and Kanye finally made it official. Breezy went to jail, even though I thought he wouldn't. Ross lost weight, but Lil Terrio couldn't. Jay and Beyonce leaving the club. Then Solange in the elevator, swinging for blood. Kicking Jay with your quickness. I'm just sipping tea, watching like, this is none of my business. Ice bucket challenge, that was funny. I'm thinking, skip the ice bath, just donate money. And LeBron went back, but not for the dollar. Robin Thicke tried, but he couldn't get back Paula. And I'm scratching my head at that boy Ray Rice. Come on, bruh, that's your wife. You know that wishbone, right? And Nicki's Anaconda, that's the keeper. Had you looking at your girl like, bye, Felicia. And I ain't scared of ISIS. I got my brothers. P.O.P. hold me down. My love. We got celebrity news and no flex zones. MJ holograms, bigger iPhones. Iggy dropped Fancy, a bona fide hit. And Wiz and Amber split. Then Mariah and Nick. Gas right to stay low. How you know? Cause I'm still riding. And I just filled up about a week ago. Kim K showed that thing. Is it me or Ebola was out of here just as quick as it came? Legal weed? I know y'all down for that. You two gave you an album and you fools gave it back. Wait, let me take a selfie. Enough's enough, we went up on a Tuesday and turned down for one. Cause the world's getting sadder. And yeah, we protesting out here. Cause Black Lives Matter. Unity, that's what we need. Not another man with his hands up saying I can't breathe. If we are human beings, then we are the same. This is our country, man. Something gotta change. The World Cup popped up and got that love. Pharrell had y'all singing about how happy you was. Then Meek did his bid. And y'all on Instagram making your life look better than it is. The Aaliyah flick didn't move me. Was it me or the memes was better than the movie? Cheetah retired, said I'm done with playing. And y'all be dancing the songs and don't know what they saying. Man, y'all wild. But we ain't know what the hell fucker was saying in life. Snoop and Iggy both squashed the beat.
Taylor Swift at award shows dancing on Fleek, and a lot of rappers fight. But my wrap up, that's the only one that they like. Aight, go figure. Kobe washed up, cause the new Lakers looking like the old Clippers. And I ain't saying Bill Cosby touched them women, but I know damn well Cliff Huxtable didn't. Northwest, the cutest baby in the game. Chris Brown, he broke up with what's the name. And Barack's still here, trying to get it in gear. Gotta finish strong, man, you only got 2 years. Brad Pitt and George Clooney finally did it. Drake made a couple hits and got a couple from Diddy. And Ratchet's on the rise, man, that's for certain. Molly out here twerking, baby, and Wayne ain't working. The new year's here, the old one gets tossed. Big RIP to everybody we lost. And I know I said y'all wasn't getting the song, but you can grab it at gotmadskills.com. Till then, no fear, just enjoy y'all year, but be careful, cause it's a crazy world out here. And to the next generation, keep chasing your dreams. And that's the wrap up. Welcome to 2015.
The science, the math, the breaking it down, the action, the sound, the knowledge profound. Social politics, civic, astrology, religion, Bible, Quran, ways that we live in. All things are subject to the masters of the public and private. No more and suffering more. And silence and ignorance. It's time to realize that you infinite. The universe conscious of itself show. With your host, Big Stern. Yeah.
Buster Crossing, don't say shit till you don't respond. In the ambiance of a homicidal maniac, the ambulance where the mama trying to pop a cap. Big nerd, lyrical, miracle bullshit. Sick burn her, serial killer with full clips. This is phenomenon, Sean, a terror pod, particles, the article dawn. Shoot your poppy, eating your bitches. P, Luca Brasi, sleep with the fishes. Can't get your mouth, nigga, I'm out all the time. You was staying in the house, niggas. Ancestors been kind, you was a house, nigga. Whole life rap, you was dancing the house, nigga. Brooklyn's finest, you rewinding. Queens right beside us.
Rockin' to sleep like a lullaby. Eat your food like I seasoned you for a southern fry. Other guys realized and idolized how I modernize music and use it to monetize. Privatize pussy, marbleize rookies. Organize a homicide so pimpin' don't push me. Pop a bottle for my people, party like we made it. Betty's full of purple like a pocket full of payment. Yo, I'm loving how I'm living. Betting my recliner chair, sicker than your average, but I don't need Obamacare. Rougher than a European porn star vagina hair. I suggest your best, suggest y'all get out of here. Best that ever passed through. Foul Monday is the answer when they ask you. Setting fire since the incredible crash crew. Foul P is nuts and I ain't talking about cashew.
They say a dead man never gonna talk when he get popped. Everybody got guns now, they got gunshots. Hustle on back blocks, DAs and feds watch. Snipers on the roof, that's a headshot. Watch the red box, talking to Red Fox. Wanna run, nigga? You're hitting your dreadlock. Bitch, shut the fuck up, you're getting your man shot. Used to smoke the tie from Evergreen and Hancock. Started from my mama's kitchen, watching them brain drops. Casino 30 down on one shot. Foul nigga shooting at all cops. I need this money fast, as long as I'm getting cash. Smacking the stripper's ass, smoking the best of grass. Man, my life is like a movie. Even when I shower, got a Uzi. And if I die, the world gon' live through me.
Thank you. crazy of y'all think. Go right into it, Mo.
That's right.
Let's do it.
There is a covert subversive movement that has infiltrated and taken root in the nation of America, and it is the Communist Party. The Communist Party is a coalition of Uncle Toms. Some of them are Toms that are not uncles. Some of them are auntie Toms. Some of them are nephew Toms, sons and daughters. As a political party, the Communist Party pushes the communist agenda. With that being said, we introduce the segment on the Universe is Conscious of Itself show, the segment called Y'all Niggas is Crazy If Y'all Think
the United States of America is a Country.
Y'all Niggas is Crazy If Y'all Think
integration was the best decision for us as a people.
Y'all niggas is crazy if y'all think
the Bible is a better historic reference than anthropological and archaeological evidence.
Y'all niggas is crazy if y'all think
Obama, rap moguls, and Oprah are a sign of our people's progression.
Y'all niggas is crazy if y'all think
the government won't treat Americans like terrorists as an excuse to take away our rights.
Right.
Nigga is crazy, boy. What's up?
Yeah. You wanna go to war? I'm lyrically smoke you all. Got villains, gorillas, and killers feeling demented. Respect the flames and protect your neck. Get the neck to sweat. Turn your flesh to ice. It seems like you don't respect your life. The rap game, look at me in the respective light. Cause I bless the mic with the best rappers to ever write. Check the hype, coming at me is at the best of fight. Smack rappers around, make them lose their electrolytes. These new lyric rappers make them fall back. We give them closed caskets and cold blackness. I'm so ratchet, the flow's magic. Reputation is so classic, got their souls mastered. You rap like you asthmatic animal shit. Mechanicals again and you quit. You're fucking with term, inspect the deck and Chris. Can't forget the blunt goal, he stays sad cause it's hot out. When you can get shot up, just for giving it.
Word in the hood, homie got popped for stealing grit. I'ma watch this shit, caught him sleeping, gave him half a clip. Candles burning, smell the roses, family took a hit. Took a L, empty cell, nobody snitched. This when the drama pop, boy, don't get your mama shot. I know niggas with no limit, ain't in out the box. Niggas who see murder, don't say shit to cops. Niggas who beat murder, self-defense and walk. When there's war up in the jungle, niggas carry hawks. Carry drugs, New York to Cali, where niggas park. Bitch, this shit wide open.
You
The science, the math, the breaking it down, the action, the sound, the knowledge profound. Social politics, civics, astrology, religion, Bible, Quran, ways that we live in. All things are subject to the masters of the public and private. No more and suffering more. And silence and ignorance. It's time to realize that you're infinite. The universe conscious of itself show. With your host, Big Stern. Yeah.
What up? What up? We back. Islam to my peoples out there. Honest to my peoples. You know what I'm saying? On this first day of the 2015. You know what I'm saying? We plan on doing it big this year.
Mega.
What? Mega. What up? What up, Mosey? What's the biggest accomplishment that you plan on making this year? What's one of your accomplishments you're trying to accomplish this year?
All right. I have a confession to make. I'm on a worldwide global quest for global domination and blog radio world. I'm trying to be number one. And all the other competition, they can bow down on their knees now. And if necessary, just open their mouth and wait for me. My show and my clear quest of saying my power. That's what it is. Excuse me.
World domination, man.
Global domination. All the time. Global domination. You know, this time we do it.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, the number is 713-955-0522. Y'all want to come in. I did a historic, informative essay on the Moors, the Christian Moors. Y'all have any questions on that? You know what I'm saying? I know we got some Moors online. The number is 713-955-0522. But other than that, we're going to go into some more music. We only got 30 minutes in the show. Go into some more music. And if y'all want to come in, press 1. A couple people online right now, press 1 and let me know that you want to come in. Comment questions, just want to make a statement. Have a New Year's resolution you want to share. Come on, we want to hear from the peoples. But other than that, we're going to go right into some more music. What you think, Mo?
Yeah, we need to go to some music. I mean, you know. I mean, this is supposed to be the ultimate band. We got to have hip-hop information and, you know, conscious information, but we still got to have some music. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we need to go. Maybe one day we need to go into some Whack of the Track. I don't even know, man. What you think?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to do the Whack of the Track segment. We're going to bring that about for the people to make their judgments on the new music that we're bringing about. These new independent artists. And also, if there are any independent artists out there, send your music to me at sternmai@yahoo.com. And if it's dope, you know what I'm saying, we'll put it in the Whack of the Track it and let the people make the decision. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, yeah, exactly.
I won't make the decision. Let the people make the decision.
Exactly. That's what it is. We just get the thing, the heat that they get in, and then let the people let you know if it's hot or not. I mean, personally, you know, as an underground type thing, we're supposed to be playing, you know, underground West Coast local artists and whoever else may send something in. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to go dig into the vintage crates or to the crates and find some deserving, unknown underground artists that deserve the attention and spotlight on their things. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's exactly why I created this venue for those people who are unknown, who are legends out here. We got a lot of legends. We was talking about that, like Freestyle Fellowship. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know about Freestyle Fellowship, but they are legends. You know what I'm saying? Especially out here in L.A. When it comes to real skills and hip-hop, if you enjoy and appreciate hip-hop, y'all better fuck with that Freestyle Fellowship. Anything that come out of the Project Blow is some real hip-hop shit.
Maybe throw something on, give people a little sample, people knowing some of the classics. I call them groups, you know, the greatest group that never was, man. I mean, y'all ain't heard them. Y'all just seriously deprived. Peace to Micah 9. Peace to Alone. Peace to Self Jupiter. Peace to Peace. You know what I'm saying? And the rest of the heavyweights, Volume 10, Big Al, you know, Action Jack, all them cats. Jay Smooth, Medusa, Feline Stock, everybody from that whole era. And, you know, the people that's carrying on the torch, they Club Unity, all of that. Water the Push, all that whole era that made it what it is, that contributed to what it is. Even the Soul Brothers out there. Michael Master, Scheme Team, everybody
Yeah, it's Scheme Team. You gave me bring back memories with that Scheme Team. But yeah, I think I'm gonna do a show on that and bring back all those classic Project Bloating, you know what I'm saying, and bring them on the show and see what we can do. We can get some dialogue going on that history and bring out some of that history right there, man.
Yeah, we need to get into that one, man. Like I'm saying, it's a whole lot of facts that most people don't be obscure to with hip hop, especially where the West Coast plays a role for, like, for instance, you know, Pop Lock. First, it was locking, which originated out here. Then, from locking, evolved pop locking. And, I mean, golly, hip hop gave the world the moonwalk. And, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, he even said he learned from some cats out Venice Beach locking. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So
exactly. No doubt.
So,
but, yeah, like I said, you know, number 17. Go ahead, Mo.
No, let's get into some music, my man. Go.
The number is 713-955-0522. You want to call in, you got questions, comments, and you want to share your New Year's resolution, come in, holler at the people, deal with us. We out. We'll be back, though.
So many casualties off the street.
You love to hear the story again and again. This nigga's story.
It's a problem on the streets now. Everybody trying to eat critical beatdown. Going to war over that corner. I watch niggas get shot even though they want them. It's crazy in the hood. Little ladies raising thug babies in the hood. Trying to hustle inside the building. Police coming down from the roof from Illin'. Try to jet to the playground. More police on the way now. Okay now. Son had to run down the alley, get rid of the pack and the gun, and now he's back on the strip, playing all cool. Soon as they see him, freeze, nigga, don't move. Frisk him up, pat him down, violate him, strip him down, but he don't care.
Hey, yo, listen,
he was clean,
yo,
so he had
yo,
a smile.
Barbie's up the crack game, to snap chains, fat rings, watching Rizzy stack change, running like he's Pac-Man, moving another Pac-Man, baking soda pack pan. Now he's in the jail cell, losing in the crap hand. Packed in, room is tight, no room to write, he's doomed for life, he won't be that groom to wipe. His girl's on, moved on, married with a new loan, he looks at his feet, sees no laces with the shoes on. Too long, he chased the dream, a taste of green, his haste it seems is what makes his face scream. Quiet cell, quiet hell, used to have flying cell, now to buy and sell, he trades Newports inside of jail. Mind his deal, playing tricks, regret, facing 6 years behind bars and tears, can't find guard, no seatbelt, Barbie chose life fast lane, just another street here for those that's asking.
You love to hear the story, again and again, this nigga's story.
Another story gets told.
gets told. Story gets told.
Thinking the figures gotta get it. I'ma empty out the clip so that Tony gets the message.
darkness of night. Let my calling guard on the body instead, fuck your life.
Shit is brutal, I gotta get million bells, 36 seasons. I'm stuck back on the couch like a potato. I don't play though, I'm so cold, son. These dreams are built like Play-Doh. Hand that rock to kettle, I'm rocking the sleep. I see Mick's body on the floor, covered in seats. And a note that says I'm a dead man walking. An empty soul just headed for the coffin. This is crazy, they took my brother, they must be clueless. I'm a kid that motherfuckers, I'm ruthless, relentless. Rusted and adjusted out Navy SEAL. I'ma skin them alive, that's for real. I ain't going nowhere, let the beast out the cage. The face of a killer straight up on a rampage. Warpath, bloodbath, a killer spree. I'ma show these motherfuckers how it's meant to be.
Of itself show, your host Thurman Abe. What's up, brother?
Boosie Muyo Magnifico. That's right. What's up, with Boosie Muyo Magnifico?
The number is 713-955-0522. Got a couple people want to come in. Let's see what the people got to say. 323-944, you're online. I guess you didn't want to say. 323-944, you're online. We'll keep you on. We'll keep you in line. Come back around. Let's see. 617-386, you're online. Questions, comments, share your New Year resolution. Come and build with us. What it is. 617-386 is now.
Hey,
Peace.
How's everyone?
Hey, how you doing, bro?
How's everything, brother?
What's going on, level one?
All right.
Hold on. Maintain this music down. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah. Everybody tell me and turn your computer down. Your computer's up.
I'm sorry,
what's
man.
Going on? What's your name? What's your name, brother? What's your name?
It's Brother Dooley, man, from Boston.
Brother Dooley?
Yeah.
What's up, Dooley?
How you doing, Brother Dooley?
Hey, peace. How's everybody, man?
Better now that you're online, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm chilling, God. I just tuned in, man. I was just doing some cheap calling and some breath work, man. And I forgot the show was on. So I was like, may just jump on here, man. So I don't know if y'all was building on already about the Christian Moors. I don't know that much on the subject, man. So I was, I was just trying to check it out.
Oh, well, you're going to have to listen back to the archive then, because we did that earlier. But we can go into it a little bit more if you had any questions about it.
Yeah, from my understanding, man, I thought the Moors was just dealing with more on the Islam, man. So I had no clue that, it was some Christian Moors and stuff.
Yeah, but you have to realize that. Go ahead, Mo.
You got people like Saint Benedict the Moors, Saint Maurice. You got a lot of
intertwine Moors and Christian history, because Moors have been Christians, Jews, Muslims, and miscellaneous, because that's a people, you know, and people practice different things. So, since we're the originators of all those types of disciplines from that civilization, we all of that, so it stands to reason that we were Christians, the first Christians or the early Christians as well. They weren't European.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, you know what I mean? Big up to y'all, man. I just want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to take up nobody's time and let people do get their questions in and stuff, too. And I'll just try to go back to the archives, man. But y'all, everybody have a great evening, man, and keep that vibration high, y'all.
Likewise, Dooley, man. We wish you much victory and success. Peace to everybody.
No doubt.
That's right. All right, Dooley.
No doubt. Beantown representing, y'all.
That's right. All the time. You there?
Yeah, we out. We got 20 minutes in the show, y'all. You want to still, anybody else who want to come in? Don't got no more hands, right? Anybody else want to come in? All you got to do is press one. Come in and build with the brothers. We got 20 minutes in the show. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, the sisters call in through this. They just with the brethren and the sister. Call on in. And, you know, let us know what's on your mind, because this is the place to do it. The Universe is Conscious of Itself show. The only true place where you can kick that 100.
Keep it 100. Yeah, keep it 100, y'all. 323-944, you're online. You got any questions, comments? You just want to share your New Year's resolution? Bill with us. 323-944. Well, this is your second chance.
Well, don't worry about it. Just let them tune in, man. They can come on in every time, man. We got love for everybody. Real hip-hop underground love. You want to move back into some music?
Yeah.
You got some
Yeah, we got 19 minutes. We got 19 minutes in the show.
I got a question. Maybe we got to come with a little prize for it for later. I got a question. If somebody can answer this question for the end of the show, maybe we have to come with some special thing. I ain't going to say, well, I ain't saying no tickets to no concert. I ain't paying for nobody concert tickets but mine. But the question is, if you call in, if you know the answer to this question, what goes up but doesn't come down? I'll ask it again. What goes up but doesn't come down? That is, if anybody can give us the answer to that question, we can think of it. We'll jump on her to think about a little hookup. Maybe we give you a coupon to the Compton swap meet or something. Maybe something worthwhile. You got any thoughts on it, man? What goes up and doesn't come down?
You got me stumped right now. Let me think about it, Mo. Let me go into some music, and then I'm going to have the people come in and see if they can answer that question.
That's right.
We got 18 minutes in the show. Number 713-955-0522. Press 1 if you want to come in. Ask the question again, Mo.
What goes up but doesn't come down? That is the question.
All right,
we're
gonna
come
back
to
you and answer that question. We're going
to
come back to you and answer that question.
Blah, blah, back action. Let's go. Wait at it.
I know kids who start at 15, 16 years old. They can multiply $100 into $5,000 in less than 4 hours. Doing so, and they're very proud about it.
I know kids that are 18 years old driving Mercedes-Benz.
Here I'm 3 times 18 and can't afford Benz.
For sure.
Drugs.
Now time for the revolutionary Moorish Poet Corner.
Elohim are mentally inferior to Jews and can't run their nation's
What's 909
19, you in.
What's up? Peace, God.
Peace.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
This is Rosh Shamir.
What's up with it?
What's up with it, man? Chilling, man. I was trying to, shit. He had me stumped on that question.
What?
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, man, it could mean a lot, though. But, shit, I don't know. It could be numbers, you know what I'm saying, starting from zero, going all the way up and keep going.
Nah, I can't be that because you got subtraction, so you can take a, that can go down. So that,
yeah, that will go down.
Yeah.
What goes up,
what goes up, it doesn't go down.
Huh?
Shit. Wow.
Well, that could be a lot.
I guess we're going to have him stumped this time around because we got 9 minutes in the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it harder. It's not smoke either. Smoke, that don't count either. What goes up? It's not prayers because prayers goes up. And it comes down when it's answered. So if it's not prayers or smoke, what goes up?
Yeah, that's something that's continuous. Something continuous. Uh-huh. Something that's continuous that's going up. So
yeah, what goes up but doesn't come down?
Is it heat?
Heat can come down. It can get cold. It can cool down.
Yeah, it can cool down. You're right. Man, this is stumbling.
Wow. That's a stump. We stumped him with that one. And I think we're gonna go into the last comments and everything. We're gonna end the show. Any last comments? Yeah. Let's go.
We're gonna answer the question next week. And if anybody can call in with the question, you can call in the number. You can go on the blog by whatever. If you can get the answer to that question by next show, we're gonna hook you up with a special prize. Until then, I'm not answering the question. My lips are sealed unless any caller can answer that question. Until then. Peace, goodwill to all mans, and remember to tell all of your friends to tune in to the Universe is Conscious of Itself show.
Honest to you always, Musa, honest, and Brother Rashmir, honest to you for calling in. You got any last comments, Mo?
Man, I just hope make this year like the best year ever, you know what I'm saying? Cause me and my boys were sitting back reminiscing, like, you know, 20 years ago, like, dang, these years going by, like, quick. You know what I'm saying? So just make the year the best way. And if you got any resolutions, you know what I'm saying, stick with them, you know. Don't let them die down by the summertime.
I know. We got to keep it mega. Let's keep it going mega. But what's on top of that, y'all? Let's go on and flow with some instrumentals.
And with that,
wings up
out
with one thing.
That's right. With that, we out of here. The Universe Concept of Itself show. I'm your host, Thurman R. Bay. See y'all next Thursday at 8. We on every Thursday at 8, so check us out. Keep us tuned in. And peace to y'all. Honors, 2015.
Honor.
I hydrate your soul, aquatic meditation. Goddess of the river, lover of precipitation. I am the loving. But sometimes I can get moody, especially when my children forget that there's work to be done, ignoring the truth of the suffering one. Your greed and the reverence has dried me out. Rebel or prepare for eternal drought. Oh, Orishas, we your teachers. Open up your eyes and recognize the reason for the demons refuse to comply. Speak your mind, don't advise. Rivers in the sea, Orishas, your teachers, queens of Africa, Oshuna Yemosha. Orisha and Aboso and the ancestors to keep the Trinity, the peace of me and you. We're taking on the barracks, we're taking from our family, we're taking from our parents, we're taking to a lake that wasn't really there. See, I followed you there and I washed off your tears. You were wondering where I was with you, saying your prayers. I was swimming in the water, swimming in the ocean, swimming in the seas. See, I was chosen to nurture your hope and keep it awoken. May God bless your token. Stay reverent and open to, whoa. Stay reverent and open. Stay reverent and open to, whoa. Stay reverent and open to, whoa. Orisha, we your teachers. Open up your eyes. Recognize the stuff.
Yo, where the other one at? I like this. Let it go, Prince. VO6 vet, gripping, feeling almost there. Listening to Bon Jovi, rolling, living on a prayer. Privy to the gossip that's been said about me constant. It's the life and times of Bumpy Johnson meets Lucky Thompson. I used to rap about death, now I'm only concerned to live. I value relationships still, I keep it competitive. Nowadays, chances are that if you see me throw the match, it ain't to lose the fight, it's to walk away from a burning bridge. I'm from a family of alcoholics and coke addicts. Daddy taught me if the ass is so fat, it's a fact that if you with your hoe, don't matter, it's still appropriate to scope at it. Living life with no balance, driving drunk on co-pallet, driving till I tow talent. I'm trying to stay afloat, but I got nobody to throw a rope at it. The game is just a game of splits and politics with no ballot. All kind of clips with more malice than pushing. If you profiling, it'll probably be more violence than looking. I'm so stylish, but I ain't talking eBay. No high fashion either. If you catch me by the runway, it's the one that's for the PJ. This one is for my lyricist, courtesy of my DJ. I take control, it can't hold you, it's so nerd. I hustle hard in any hustle that you pick. I respect that.
I had a lot of niggas that they wanna hurt me. So I said, wait and just end up in my mercy. Just show some courtesy.
I got killers round the way, ready to move that work for me. Niggas wanna ride my way, bitches wanna surf for me. All I want is courtesy, who cares about the radio? And you can take the cassette deck from off of your old boombox, and it wouldn't matter, it's still squares on your radio. To keep your wealth, I learned the stadio. Self, I call for charge, tell them spray paint a mural and watch. Of me spray painting the mural of Miracle Watts. Shout out to Michael 5000 Watts. I'm on that lean movement like I'm out here trying to box. Look, nigga, this is a boss thing. Meaning you get in the lace dot to your offspring. I'm a lost being. Try to cross it without falling off. I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not like a drawstring. I'm preaching to the congregation like I'm Peter Popoff. If you can imagine me hopping up out of the cabin like I'm one of the Dukes of Hazzard. Like, fuck it. Lead the top off like time for foreplay. That last line that was before ya. Time like Big Ben sitting in Beyonce doorway. While I'm receiving Four Seasons Norwegian top in Norway. Listening to rappers kick knowledge that they probably got from Torre. These Michael Larry Dyson niggas claiming a king. Not knowing the kind of drama that that bring. I'ma be the first established rapper to hop in that battle rap ring. Turn that to Gatling. My next album gon' be so dark and so fly. I should CD package it wrapped in bat wings. Be so trained, music award actors, rock fakers, wrestling. Dress bottom to top and leather looking like bacon and Vaseline. How you looking like beef jerky? Beefing in every verse, but never beefing in person. Randy Savage, you wouldn't snap a Slim Jim. You wouldn't rip a rapping on Christmas in Santa's attic with the hands of Eddie Scissors and you average. Put your motherfucking hands up. My job
respect that.